FFA members and guests, welcome to the 84th National FFA Convention. I can think of no better place, no better time to celebrate the accomplishments of FFA members and to celebrate I Believe. Before I begin, I must share with you that I'm a product of agriculture education and FFA. It was in that introductory animal science course that I had the opportunity 40 years ago at the 44th National FFA Convention to sit in about this very spot from the stage or from the podium. I thought of no better place to begin my journey as your National FFA advisor than amongst the members, because it's amongst the members right here that all began. But I want you to remember something. FFA is not about me. It's about you, the FFA members. It's about those FFA members that are around you. FFA is about Scott Rocha from the Tullamook, Oregon FFA chapter that's at this convention for the very first time. It's about Trent Ross from the Oak Grove, California chapter, competing in the AgriScience Fair competition. It's about Jesse Griffith from Madison County, Georgia, competing on the poultry CDE team as a state winner. FFA is about Bethany Griffith volunteering at the National Day of Service here in Indianapolis. Bethany is from Blytheville, Arkansas. FFA is about a senior from New Jersey, Stephanie Tallow, serving as a delegate at the National FFA Convention. FFA is about Cassandra Cruz from the East Newton FFA chapter in Granby, Missouri, who will receive her American FFA degree on Saturday. You see, FFA members, this convention right here, right now, is about you, the FFA members. My journey began 40 years ago, and 3 years after attending my first National FFA Convention, I had the opportunity as a high school senior to serve as a state FFA officer and represent Missouri as a delegate to the 47th National FFA Convention. Just 1 year later, after graduating from high school, a class of 36, FFA provided me a new opportunity, an FFA international program called Work Experience Abroad. 1 week, I graduated from high school, and a week later, I stood on a farm in Denmark. The farm had a farrow to finish swine operation, and I learned how to harvest barley, sugar beets, and tulip bulbs. Following that four-month experience on that Danish farm, I stood on the National FFA Convention stage for the very first time, and we presented the National FFA organization with a display of currency from the countries the FFA Work Experience Abroad participants visited. 4 years later, I graduated from college with a degree in agriculture education and a teaching certificate. My ultimate career goal was to be an agriculture education instructor and FFA advisor. And that came about when I was in the fourth grade. A new agriculture education instructor was hired by my local high school. My older brother was in his class. At that young age, I saw how that agriculture education instructor motivated FFA members, believed in his students, became involved in the local community of 800 residents, was active in the local church, and was an inspiration to those around him. That young fourth grader, I wanted to be just like him. He left our community for greater opportunities before I ever was in high school. But some of you may know him. He was our former National FA advisor, Dr. Larry Case. For just a moment, I need the house lights to come up, please. And I would like all the agriculture education teachers, FFA advisors, both current and retired, if they're here, to stand. So would you all please stand for me for a moment and stay standing? Don't sit down yet. I want you to stay standing for just a moment. FFA members, these are the individuals that brought you here today. They want the best for you. They're motivated by seeing you succeed. They believe in you. Would you join me once again in thanking them for their dedication and unselfish service? After graduating from college, I accepted an agriculture education teaching position at the Macon Area Career Technical Center in Macon, Missouri. I had the opportunity to teach alongside a remarkable agriculture instructor named Larry Thierman. I'm not sure I'd have made it through that first year of teaching without his guidance, support, and friendship. He was a true mentor. He was one of those inspirational agriculture instructors like many of you have today. After 5 years at the Macon Area Career Center, a position opened as an agriculture education supervisor and State FA Executive Secretary at the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. I loved what I was doing as an agriculture teacher, and I had achieved my fourth grade dream job. As I said, all I ever wanted to be was an agriculture education instructor and that FFA advisor. But others had something else in mind for me. In July of 1985, I accepted a position to serve as an agriculture education district supervisor and the Missouri FFA executive secretary. And as my journey continued, I realized I needed to give back to the organization that gave so much to me. So on February 4th, 1987, I became a lifetime FFA alumni member, number 6,970. I'd ask you in the audience today, do you believe in FFA? And are you an FFA alumni member? Why not? If you believe in FFA, it's time to take that step. There's another opportunity for you also. If you go online, you can reconnect to FFA. There are millions of past and present FA members who need to connect to FFA to help build a brighter future for this organization. FFA alumni and Connect are both ways to support FFA members and the future of this organization. If we could pause for just a moment, and I know you can do it, I want you to help me. I want to split the crowd right down the middle here, so those in this center section, split it down. And they may want to bring some house lights up, because on this side, when I cue you, I'll give you a gesture, I want you to say the word I. I know you can do it. And on this side, when I cue you with a set gesture, I want you to say I believe. Or say believe. Sorry. So let's try it and see if we can get it down. Okay, on this side, are you ready? All ready? I, on this side over here, believe. Okay, you can do it better than that. I know you can. Let's do it one more time. Are you ready? I Believe. Okay? Now we're going to flip sides. We're going to switch it and change sides. So this side over here, you're going to do the I. Let's see if you can outdo them. And this side over here, you're going to do the believe. So you ready? Here we go. One more time. I've heard it from you now, from your very lips, that you believe in this organization, FFA. Fast forwarding in my journey, FFA journey, the next 23 years, I had the time of my life. I was blessed to be molded and guided by over 280 state FFA officers, 5 national officers, hundreds of agriculture instructors, and wonderful colleagues who taught and shaped me as I continued on my FFA journey as the state FFA executive secretary. These special people believed in me, and I in them. They were my inspiration. In 2007, another defining moment occurred on my FFA journey. While at this very convention, some of my most respected colleagues took me aside and encouraged me to consider applying for the position at the U.S. Department of Education that included serving as your National FFA Executive Secretary. On February 29, 2008, I loaded all my personal belongings that I could fit in that minivan and headed to Washington, D.C. It was amazing that I've had the opportunity to work alongside and learn from that very person who was my inspiration as that fourth grade student at Oreck High School in Oreck, Missouri. But you see, my FFA journey didn't end there. I remember that very day, Dr. Case brought me into his office and shared with me that he was going to retire. He asked me to consider doing one thing. I asked him, what was that? He said he encouraged me to apply for the position he was leaving. He said that no matter what the outcome, I would regret it the rest of my life if I didn't at least apply. In July this year, I was officially appointed as your National FFA advisor. And recently, as your National FFA advisor, I had the opportunity to travel to South Korea and participate in the 40th National Convention of the Future Farmers of Korea. One of the South Korea customs is to bow to others as a symbol of honor and respect. Today, I want to honor and show respect to you as FFA members. I believe in you. I believe in you and your leadership. Leadership draws its inspiration from future projections and not from past accomplishments. The story of my FFA journey is not about me. I'm just a common person that's been given uncommon opportunities. I'm just a common person that's been given uncommon responsibilities. My story is about people like you, people who believe and inspire others. It's about those that believe that FFA can make a positive difference. It's about those who know what FFA can do. It's all about those defining moments in life. FFA members, today is your defining moment in your FFA journey. Are you going to embrace it or let it pass? Today is about believing in yourself. It's about believing and serving and encouraging those around you. It's about believing in FFA. It was no accident that the authors of the FFA Creed began each paragraph with the words, "I believe." Right now is your time to believe. Right now is your time to believe American agriculture will hold true. Right now is your time to believe in the power and bargaining. Right now is your time to believe in leadership from ourselves. Right now is your time to be engaged in agricultural pursuits. Right now is your defining moment. Right here, right now, in this place, is your time to believe in the future of agriculture.